Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Electioneering gains momentum for upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. Janata Dal United releases first list of 57 candidates. Prime Minister and Senior BJP Leader Narendra Modi to launch party's campaign for Bihar Assembly polls today to interact with booth-level workers. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurates Asia's largest international railway equipment exhibition 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Supreme Court allows sale and busting of green firecrackers in Delhi NCR during Diwali. And six Indian shooters to begin the campaign in trap events at ISSF World Championship Shotgun in Greece. The electioneering is gaining momentum ahead of the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. After the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Janata Dal United has also released its first list of 57 candidates. Ministers currently serving in the state cabinet have been given another opportunity to contest. More from a Patna correspondent.
The Deputy Speaker of Bihar Assembly and Senior Leader Narendra Narayan Yadav will contest from Alamnagar constituency in Madhepura district. Meanwhile, the name of Umesh Kushwaha, the state JDU president, who filed his nomination papers yesterday from the Mahanar constituency, is also included in the list. Another minister, Maheshwar Hajari, will contest from Kalyanpur in Samastipur district. Former MP Aswamedh Devi has been given ticket from Samastipur Assembly constituency. Former Minister Syam Rajak will contest the election from Fulwari Sharif constituency and Santosh Nirala from Rajnagar. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Talking to media in Patna, Bihar BJP Chief Dilip Jaiswal said that all parties have discussed seat sharing and constituencies. He said after these discussions, each party is now announcing its candidates.
Seat ka batwara, seat sharing.
All the parties have held discussions among themselves regarding the seat sharing, and after the discussion, every party announcing the candidate for their respective parties.
JDU MP Sanjay Kumar said that the second list would also be released in a couple of days. He further added that Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will begin the election campaign from tomorrow. On the other hand, the constituent of Grand Alliance, RJD leader Mritunjay Tiwari, said the Mahagathbandhan is united and is fighting the elections strongly. Meanwhile, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sinha has filed his nomination from Lakhisarai constituency. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta were also present. Prime Minister and Senior BJP Leader Narendra Modi will launch party campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot campaign. Prime Minister Modi hailed the role of party workers in his election campaign and said that they are working dedicatedly with full energy to ensure the victory of the BJP NDA in Bihar. BJP has fielded 71 candidates in its first list released yesterday, with 50 sitting MLAs including Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and several state cabinet ministers contesting once again. BJP has announced candidates for the upcoming assembly by-polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand, Odisha and Telangana. In Jammu and Kashmir, the candidates for the upcoming polls include Aga Sayyed Mohsin from Budgam, Sushri Devyani Rana from Nagrota. In Jharkhand, Babulal Soren is contesting the by-polls from Ghatshila. In Odisha, J. Dholakia is the candidate from Nuapara. In Telangana, Lankala Deepak Reddy is contesting the by-polls from Jubilee Hills. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated the 16th International Railway Equipment Exhibition 2025, Asia's largest and the world's second largest railway exhibition at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Over 450 exhibitors across more than 15 countries are showcasing state-of-the-art railway and metro products, innovations and sustainable solutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said that in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put strong focus on railways modernization. He said railway is currently investing 2,56,000 crore rupees every year to modernize railway at a rapid pace.
We have 35,000 kilometers of tracks built in the last 11 years, 46,000 kilometers of railway tracks electrified in the last 11 years. Phenomenal number. 40,000 new coaches manufactured. First bullet train project is now 325 kilometers done. And recently I visited both Surat and Bilimora stations. That is the first section which will be opened in 2027. Work is going on at a very, very rapid pace.
On the occasion, Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, Director General Chandrajit Banerjee said that the exhibition is showcasing India's rail technologies and manufacturing strength.
To connect global investors with Indian Railways modernization journey, which is so much phenomenal. And if I just have to say what's happened, what we have experienced in the last few years and months is speed and execution. And of course, we'll have to laud our Honorable Minister and the government for really providing this phenomenal speed and execution for making things happen.
During the 3 days exhibition, Railways Ministry is showcasing Amrit Bharat and Tejas coach, Vande Bharat train, Kolkata Metro and Namo Bharat train. The exhibition will provide an opportunity to Indian manufacturers to showcase their products at the global level. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a 100% increase in financial assistance for ex-servicemen and the dependents under schemes implemented by the Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare. The penury grant has been doubled from 4,000 rupees to 8,000 rupees per month per beneficiary. This will provide sustained lifetime support to aged and non-pensioner ex-servicemen and the widows above 65 years of age with no regular income. The ministry said the education grant has been increased from 1,000 to 2,000 rupees per month per head for up to two dependent children. The marriage grant has also been raised from 50,000 to 1 lakh per beneficiary. The ministry said the revised rates take effect for applications submitted from 1st of November this year onwards with an annual financial implication of approximately 257 crore rupees. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. The Supreme Court permitted the sale and busting of green firecrackers in Delhi and the National Capital Region NCR during the upcoming Diwali festival, describing it as a balanced approach between celebrating festivities and protecting the environment. A bench of Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai and Justice Vinod Chandran ordered the sale of green crackers shall be permitted from October 18th to October 20. The apex court for the directed bursting of such firecrackers shall be allowed from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on 2 days, the day before Diwali and on Diwali. Delhi government has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision for granting permission to use green firecrackers in the national capital. In a social media post, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that this decision respects the sentiments and enthusiasm of the public during sacred festivals like Diwali. She added that the government remains fully committed to its resolve for a clean and green Delhi. In Maharashtra, 61 senior Naxal cadres surrendered to the Gadchiroli police today in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. We have more details from a correspondent.
The Politburo member of Central Naxal Committee, Mallujola Venugopal Rao, alias Bhupati, has surrendered along with other 60 senior Naxal cadres today at a program held in Gadchiroli. All these 61 Naxals were carrying a collective bounty of 6 crore rupees. The cadre includes senior ranks like divisional committee member, area committee and Dalam members. Naxalites have laid down their weapons and CM Devendra Fadnavis presented a copy of Indian Constitution as a token of welcoming this surrender Naxal into the mainstream. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Fadnavis said that this is the biggest surrender in the history of the Naxalite movement in Maharashtra so far. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah, the fight against Maoist is at a decisive stage. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashvani News, Nagpur.
The death toll in the Jaisalmer sleeper bus fire tragedy has risen to 21. A 10-year-old boy who had suffered severe burn succumbed to his injuries this morning during treatment. According to the administration of Mahatma Gandhi Hospital, Jodhpur, the condition of 5 injured persons remains critical. Meanwhile, DNA samples have been collected in Jodhpur and Jaisalmer hospitals to establish the identity of the victims, as several bodies were badly charred and beyond recognition. Around 15 injured passengers are undergoing treatment at the Mahatma Gandhi Hospital in Jodhpur. Officials said that most of the victims belong to Jaisalmer, Jodhpur and nearby districts. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various sectors in Nagaland. A report.
The recent GST reforms are a significant step towards strengthening Nagaland's economy by rationalizing tax rate across various industries. With these changes, the GST rates on handloom shawls and textile up to 2500 rupees has been reduced to 5%. This will increase competition in the market, boost weavers' income and support more than 44,000 women artisans in the region. Similarly, the tax rate on hotel rooms up to 7500 has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This will boost the state tourism sector and benefit guides, hotels and homestay hosts along with the locals. Apart from this, coffee is a popular product of Nagaland's economy. So the tax rate on roasted beans has been reduced from 12% to 5%, while coffee extracts will now attract only 5% GST, down from 18% previously. These reforms aims to boost Nagaland's economy and enhance the livelihood of the state's people. With Aditya, Dilnashi Arzu, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Six Indian shooters will begin their campaign in the trap events at the ISSF World Championships Shotgun 2025 in Athens, Greece today. Neeru Dhanda, Ashima Ahlawat and Kirti Gupta will compete in the women's trap, while Zoravar Singh Sandhu, Vivan Kapoor and Bhavnish Mendiratta will take part in the men's category. The qualification rounds start with 50 targets each for men and women. In hockey, Indian junior men's hockey team will face Australia today in the next group match of the Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 at Johor Bahru, Malaysia. The match will start at 6:05 p.m. IST. Earlier yesterday, India held a 3-3 draw with Pakistan. In an intense contest, India fought back from two goals down to take a 3-2 lead before Pakistan scored late to level the match. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty continued the upward trend in afternoon trade today. Indices gained around 0.8% each. The Sensex surged by 657 points to 82,687, while the Nifty increased 205 points to 25,351 when reports last came in. India has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council for a 3-year term starting next year, marking the country's 7th tenure on the Geneva-based human rights body. India's permanent representative, P. Harish, said that the election reflects India's unwavering commitment to human rights and fundamental freedoms. In a social media post, Mr. Harish said that India looks forward to serve this objective during the upcoming term and thanked all delegations for the overwhelming support. In United States, severe thunderstorms hit Southwest California today, bringing heavy rains, flash floods and debris flow risks across the region. The U.S. National Weather Service issued storm warnings for Los Angeles County and nearby areas. Officials warned of possible debris flows in wildfire burn zones, including the Palisades and Malibu regions. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Electioneering gains momentum for upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. Janata Dal United releases first list of 57 candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to launch party's campaign for Bihar Assembly polls today to interact with booth-level workers. Union Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav inaugurates Asia's largest international railway equipment exhibition 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Supreme Court allows sale and busting of green firecrackers in Delhi NCR during Diwali. And six Indian shooters to begin the campaign in trap events at ISSF World Championship Shotgun in Greece. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.